This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643, regarding Raymond Kindel, K-I-N-D-E-L, date of birth April 9th of 1941. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Kindle with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hyperparathyroidism, and coronary artery disease. His last visit was July 18th of 2022. His weight is up 5 pounds since his last visit. He states he's feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He did test positive for COVID-19, but was completely asymptomatic and recovered spontaneously without any adverse effects within the last year, he believes. He is fully vaccinated also. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or ulcerations. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Rocaltrol, 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And he's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, weight 201 pounds, pulse 46, and blood pressure 112 over 78. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is currently regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 9th of 2023. Creatinine is 2.0. Estimated GFR is 33, and this is stable. Albumin 4.3. Calcium is 8.9. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.2. Intact parathyroid hormone is 192. Hemoglobin is 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. We're going to ask the patient to continue his lab studies every 3 months. 2, hyperparathyroidism on Rocaltrol. With stable intact parathyroid hormone levels and normal calcium levels. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. He sees cardiology regularly and has no current symptoms or exacerbations. And 4, coronary artery disease. The patient also will have a follow-up visit in this clinic within the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.